in humility, purity, and unity.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
On air.
You recording this?
They will.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
All right, and good morning to all of our family. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it is right now 11 o'clock, a few seconds after that, and we have a packed studio this morning, which is going to be quite great, and of course, Dave is normally with us at the upstart. I believe he had to step out for a minute. He'll be coming back. Karen, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry. Good morning. I'm really awake.
This is the result of 2 weeks of fundraising, very long days, and
still in recovery.
Still in recovery from that, and also, have we devoured all of the sweets that were left for us, or are we still working on it?
I left some there for you.
You left some. Well, thank you very much. We do want to shout out to all of our family that's been supporting WCNO for 34 and a half years. And so we thank you for your support. Thanks to all of you who joined us the last 2 weeks. Of course, we didn't schedule any hurricanes, but anyhow, we had those. We had tornadoes, and it impacted a lot of people within our listening audience. And so we have continued to lift up in prayer those who are serving, as well as those who are really being healed from loss of life right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. And, of course, up through Georgia, the Carolinas, there still is a lot of recovery. And across our state, there's a lot of recovery. And we've been talking about Convoy of Hope. We've also interviewed people that were on the ground with Franklin Graham's organization, Samaritan's Purse. And so we're going to continue to do what God's given us the opportunity to do, and that is to lift up Jesus right here. We do want to give you a bit of an update just to let you know kind of where we are. Then we're going to go through a little bit of mail that I have, as well as Karen. And then we're going to introduce our guest, and we're going to be talking a little bit about some very exciting things that's happening with Taken TV. Barry Alsobrook is with us this morning, as well as some guests that he's brought in, and we're excited about that. All right, Karen, I want to start by saying that when we come two times a year to raise our operational budget, we just come to our family. That's all we can do. And we make it known what our need is. And so now for several times, our budget, a six-month budget, is $225,000. Now, that is the listener's share of support for the budget. And so we started, I believe, on the 7th, around that time, with our first week. Monday, by Tuesday, we're preparing for a hurricane. We're off Wednesday, Thursday. We come in on Friday. We're still having to clean up from a storm, which I still have fence panels down at my house. And a lot of people had many more serious things than that. And so that first week was just totally shaken up. It was nothing like any prayer and share I've been a part of. So we did not actually get a lot of calls in. We didn't have a lot of interaction with our family. And we were a long ways from being where we needed to go. Well, the second week we came in on Monday, and it felt like maybe our first Monday instead of where we should have been in week number two. But anyhow, I want to jump ahead and just say what happened. By Friday afternoon at 6 o'clock, it was around 6 when we finally closed out, we were at $153,000 and change. As of this morning, we're at $154,000 and a few dollars. Our budget's $225,000. So we actually are about $70,000 short right now of fully funding our six-month budget, which runs up through April. And so what is going to happen? Well, what's going to happen is we're going to trust God like we always do. And we're going to encourage you who have not yet been able to give to go ahead and send in those cards, send in those donations. And as they come in, Karen, we will be reading those on air when we come in on Wednesdays as we're able to do that. And we're just putting it in God's hands and trusting God. Someone said, well, what happens if you don't raise all the budget? Well, maybe we don't eat for a couple months. No, I'm not going to say that. And we're not going to say, you know, the lights are going out and WCNO is going to be off the air. That is not true. God is going to take care of us. And when I sent our report to our home office and the president of National Christian Network looked at our report, her response was, God is our provider. God has always taken care of us. God is going to take care of us now. So that was a praise God. Want to just let all of you know that. So out of the thousands of letters we mailed out, we still are looking to hear from many of you. So get the word out. Let the word be out. You're going to hear my clip on the station as we are looking to continue to receive your donations and fully fund the next 6 months of ministry. Some of you have just not gotten back to us. Some of you are able to give monthly. Some of you are able to give like legacy gifts, large gifts. We need all that. We also need the $5 a month donations and the $10 donations. And so that's how we're able to be on the air. And we thank all of you for your prayerful continued support of that. So that's kind of that side. We are going to look at a little bit of our mail. And Karen, what do you have? Okay. Just some notes with donations that came in.
Yes, I have.
What are those cats about?
Well, our friend Diane and Tequesta.
She's going to give you cats, Karen.
She
You're going to have cats.
And these look like Maine Coon cats.
A what?
They look like Maine Coons.
Okay.
From Maine.
Okay, all right.
And they're gigantic cats. I think they're Maine Coons. They look like it. Anyway, Diane is a cat lover, as am I. So she was sending in her $1,000 pledge, which I believe we reported that already.
We did, and that she gives monthly, and she did that as well. So she's a giver that gives like God.
That's right. Yeah, because she said she has already pledged $100 a month.
Yep.
So actually, this was a check for $1,000.
And she always puts on everything to reach lost souls. She has such a heart of evangelism to reach the lost.
She really does. Yeah. Thank you, Diane. And we have from Luis in Port St. Lucie, says thank you for the music and programs. And so thank you for listening.
Yeah, I guess that's a positive response.
Yeah. And then we have a note here from Karen in Jupiter, and she says, dear 89.9 FM, thank you to all that make the programming possible. I listen in the car and on my home radio, praying for you and for many more people to listen in and support the station. So she realizes the importance of Christian radio.
This is something else from Diane that we probably should read.
Okay.
That came in with some of the other stuff.
So Diane writes, dear Jonathan, Karen, David, and Sherry, you are doing a wonderful job spreading the gospel on WCNO. Thank you for reaching out to so many who need to hear the Lord's words and giving them hope. God bless you every minute.
Every minute. I love it.
Every minute. Yes. Thank you, Diane.
All right, and you have one more, I think, from my growing friendship with a local yokel who remembers back in the day when the fish almost walked on water. We had so many fish in those days.
That's right. This is from our brother Kim, and he says, enclosed is $120 for 1 hour of broadcasting. I've been a listener since the station started. Krause and Crane is a corporate sponsor, and it's my son's business. I sent Jonathan a copy of my book, but I know he's real busy. Enjoy it. My name is Kim, and K.W. Smith is my pen name. I'm the one that called in last year when Jonathan and I talked about growing up here. It was and still is a great place. Thanks for all you do. God bless all of you. Praise God. And I know your reading is
a lot of great
book.
Mail.
Yeah.
I am. It has to do with aliens. But it's not
but it's
suggesting
not really aliens.
No, it's not really, but it's a book that really takes the mask off a lot of the theories and opinions that the enemy uses to just confuse people and get them distracted from actually biblical truth. And so what I've read so far is really great. Send this down to David. David needs a job. He's just hanging out there, and I feel like, you know, we don't want to let his talent go to waste. He's going to take over for Karen in a minute, but Karen's still here. All right, you can just grab that mic, Dave.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Yeah, there's a little less of me, but that's part of it.
What do you have?
Well, please.
I don't want to explain. No,
please. We won't tell anybody you were down at the Bloodsuckers.
Right. Yes.
Not the mosquito farm.
No,
you were at the lab.
Well, and I, as I've told several people, when I told my doctor, I said, when you want a blood draw, I'm a cartoonist. I can draw as much as you want.
But there you go.
You know, I have to go by. So anyway, so this is from Lynn, and Lynn writes this. She says, your good news station is a blessing. I have much gratitude to have found you on a tiny radio. There is a good news station in Ellsworth, Maine also, started by John Lanahan. I don't think I spelled John's name correctly. Other station I listened to every day was WHCF 88.5 FM in Bangor, Maine. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Nice note, nice encouraging note there from Lynn. Thank you. And I'm a maniac too, Lynn.
And don't they call it Bangor?
Banger?
Banger.
Maybe.
Banger, yeah.
I was five when we left Maine. I didn't learn a lot of those words.
And you didn't pick up the accent either.
Yeah, no.
All right, and I have a note coming in from Valerie. And Valerie, she on air, I actually said I thought that she had been with Tom, who was manager here for 29 years, Tom Creighton, on a trip to Israel. She gave me a little more insight. She actually went with Tom 10 times to Israel. So
yeah,
10 trips
once.
To Israel. So, you know, Valerie, we know that your feet are in and your hands are on the plow here with this ministry, even though we don't get to see you every day. So you're a very strong supporter. And she just said, please keep Israel in our prayers. And also keep Tom and his wife, Kathy Creighton, as well, lifted up in prayer. And she just made a note. Also, keep WCNO in prayer as we bring God's message to a dying and lost people. And certainly that is important. Thank you so much, Valerie. Valerie is one of our family that shows up when we're short, and she starts early giving, and then she continues to give throughout prayer and share. And Valerie, we want to thank you for your generosity and your support and just your heart for the kingdom of God. And so all that is a very important and very good thing. Karen, you are excused. We actually are going to lift up a prayer request at this time, and David's going to relocate a bit, but we're going to lift up Sandra DiFilippo. She is a friend whose mom ended up with a broken, let's see, she broke her hip. She's 104 years old.
Mm.
And I saw this lady crawling into the back seat of a little car, and I'm like, how in the world do you do that? Just so spry and so full of the love of God, she and her husband John. And so they gave her a pill, and somehow this pill ended up being somewhat instrumental in her having a serious respiratory issue right now. And she's in the hospital with pneumonia. So, Father, I lift up Virginia in Jesus' name. And Father, we know that you send your word and you heal us, and we know that you're a mighty God to heal. And Father, that you are concerned about every need in our life. And so, Father, we just lift up Virginia, lift up John, lift up Sandra, and we lift up all those today who may need a miraculous intervention of God. Thank you, Father, for revealing yourself as a God who is actively involved in saving, delivering, and healing your people even today. We give thanks and praise to you, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Okay. We are going to welcome Barry Osselbrook. Barry, you've been here before, right?
I have.
You
I
come and pick on David, but the last couple times, David had such a well put on program, you know, and you were with him. I didn't really get to hear what all's going on, but I understand a lot of great things are happening. And just so while I'm picking on David, if you have not been listening in on Monday mornings at 11 o'clock, you ought to do that, because the front line is breaking the front line every Monday morning right here.
Praise God. The guys just keeps bringing us wonderful guests who have really profound...
Like Barry.
And whoever he brings with him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just high quality stuff. And in a variety of different areas of ministry, I like the richness that God provides. And so every program is full of cool stuff. And it touches people's hearts. And, of course, the bottom line for the program, the front line, it's bringing people on that have a front line ministry to remind our listeners that God calls them to the front line of ministry. Anyway.
All right. So, Barry, great to have you back.
It's awesome to be here.
And you brought some people with you. Let's introduce all of them. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with you and Taken TV.
Of course, I always have my sidekick, Pastor Anthony, with me.
Welcome, Anthony.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And then I've got Tony Tradello. I hope I pronounced his name right. And Amy. And I don't know Amy's
Ezel.
Name.
Ezel.
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 Okay, cool.
Ezel.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So you brought a team along. We're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing in a bit. But let's start with Taken TV. First of all, we have a lot of people listening that may have never heard of Taken TV. What is Taken TV, and what's the mission?
Well, Taken TV is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a Christian television network that streams all sorts of programming. We're on Apple. We're on Amazon. We're on Roku, the Fire Stick, the Samsung, and of course you can access us through your computer at takentv.com. We also, some of our podcasts go to Spotify, iHeart, and YouTube podcasts. So we have a lot of different outlets where you can hear some of the pastors and some of the different ministries that we have. Also, we do try to have a little bit of every type of entertainment, not just pastors and podcasts and all, but we do have movies, we have TV shows, documentaries, and all. So we're trying to just have a great place for Christians and non-Christians alike to come through, go and get fed the Word of God, whether through a movie or through a pastor or a podcast.
So how are most people finding you and connecting with you? How can our listeners get more involved?
Well, they go on, a lot of people download our apps directly from the Apple Store or the Google Store, and you just type in Taken TV and you find that up. Just download it, or you go to your Roku, any of those, and just type in Taken TV, and or you can go on your computer, takentv.com.
So Taken was sort of birthed through God's working in your life, and you're how old now? Taken's how old? Still a kid, right?
Yeah, still a kid. Very young kid, about 4 years old.
Four years old.
So it was actually birthed through a dream that God gave me one night. I mean, it was just so vivid and so like nothing. I've never even had anything like that after that. But yeah, I'm at like 4 o'clock in the morning writing down show ideas and things. And by the time 6 o'clock came, I had a list of about 20 different shows. Some of them we've done, some of them are coming up in the future. But it was amazing, you know, covering all sorts of topics, covering child sex trafficking, covering helping that, covering missions work and just all sorts of different things, you know.
You've but had from, cooking. You've
we've had,
had
you, cooking. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. All of it.
All of it. Even fishing. Some fishing.
We
things,
are working right? on fishing.
So working
currently.
On we're fishing. With, that, with, that's going to be awesome.
We are working on a fishing show.
So you all are in. You've been involved in a lot of things. I know you have been very supportive of the Treasure Coast Alliance, which actually yes. sponsors this hour. And we've done a lot of events with Jonathan Kahn and other national leaders, and we do our Christmas events and such forth. And you've come, you filmed some, help us get the word out on some of those things. But you actually are involved in providing a service to the body of Christ that's much bigger than just you're able to watch something. So what is the newest news? There's new news. I don't know how new, but you have new news. I think
yes,
you have a new
yes.
location, and what's happening?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we just actually opened up, just actually started like last week, opened up and started doing our first podcast, and now we're actually doing filming for college classes and homeschooling. Yeah, so we opened up a studio in Fort Pierce on 302 Georgia Avenue in Fort Pierce, and we totally remodeled which was a thrift store, The Crossings.
Okay.
And we've remodeled that thanks to Pastor Anthony and his talented work that he can do there with all his knowledge there at remodeling and all. But yeah, we've remodeled that. We've opened up a beautiful studio with lots of space where we can do offer to pastors or any type of ministry the opportunity to come in and do a podcast, film a commercial, film a teaching, or do anything basically that that they would dream of doing with video.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So you have a fixed location, 302 Georgia Avenue, Fort Pierce, and for people to get connected, to find out more, churches to sign up, they again would go where? You have a web page you want them
yeah,
to go
yes,
to?
Yes, TakenTV.com.
Okay, TakenTV, that's what I was wanting here. TakenTV.com.
Yes, I'll take them.
And what about this phone number, this 4374? Is that
That is 727-422-4374. That is my personal line, which I love to talk to everybody. So, yeah.
And you are a networker, and you do an awesome job with that
thank
in
you.
The body of Christ.
Thank you.
All right, so Anthony is here. Anthony, what do you do?
Well, I have my own channel and obviously a network that helps any ministry, whatever they do. We have a lot of podcast channels. We have, I think the majority of people, podcasting is the most utilized thing that's going on right now. I had to bring this up because yesterday was somebody's birthday and I wished him a happy birthday. And what the man said was, I have to fulfill my calling. The birthday wasn't important. What was important was finishing his life strong. And like this radio station that does its thing and continues to do what they're called to do, which is to reach the lost and to reach ministries and to reach people who are hurting and crying out, we're all called to do something. And our job is just to come alongside of you and help your ministry to do what you're called to do.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's so important. That is so important. So, Barry, you brought some friends along. Tell me about them, and what is your relationship with them, and what's happening, and let's hear what they're up to.
Absolutely. So we brought Tony and of course, Amy. But Tony has a wonderful replica of the Ark of the Covenant, and he's doing teachings for college classes and also for the homeschooling network that we're working on, and so I would love to have him share a little bit about what he does, but he is a current client of Taken TV that is is actively using our studio, so we'd love to hear from him.
Okay, so welcome, Tony. Great to have you with us, and Amy as well. Great to have you, Tony. How did you find out about Barry, and how did you guys get connected? First of all, because some others are out there and just wondering, how do I do this?
Well, what happened was I was invited to come on to a video class of Bible Men's Fellowship down in West Palm Beach, and it's a Zoom class.
Okay.
And so I had a picture of the Ark as my backdrop, and I was just listening in to everybody's fellowshipping and discussing things that they were discussing. And then one day After about 3 months, somebody asked me, "Is that what I think it is behind you?" And I said, "I think so. It's the Ark of the Covenant."
Right.
And so that opened the door for them to begin to ask me questions about it. And I realized the questions were leading to the possibility of me bringing the Ark down to their fellowship in West Palm Beach. And I live in Land O'Lakes, north of Tampa. So I have a special trailer that was customized to haul it. Now, when you think somebody's built the Ark of the Covenant, there are many pictures, over 100 pictures in that showing you the Ark of the Covenant. However, when God gave me this revelation to go ahead and permission to build it, because I asked permission to build it, he said, if you're going to build it and you are going to build it, you're going to build it according to the pattern.
Okay.
That meant that I had to follow the Hebrew language and not add one word to it, nor imagination what it could have been. If it wasn't written in the scripture, that I was stuck to build it according to the pattern that I showed you. So it turned out to be exactly the design written in scripture in Exodus chapter 25. So in comparison, if you look at over the 100 different pictures of the ark, not one of them would fit the description in Exodus 25.
Okay.
So the object of it is to build it so exact over the Hebrew language and syllables. I broke down the syllables so I knew exactly, precisely what was required by the law of the Lord concerning to Moses. So it came out exactly the way it's described.
Okay.
To confirm and prove that, I found scriptures by the prophets hundreds of years later actually describing exactly how I built it.
Good deal.
That's excellent. That was a very good confirmation that I followed the Lord in my calling to do that.
Okay, Tony. Okay. Wow. Now, we have people listening saying, why the ark? You know, we're trying to put groceries on the table. Why are you, I mean, this weighs what, 600?
Pounds. I built it out of real acacia wood, which is about 200 pounds. And then I laminated it with gold mirrors because I couldn't afford the real gold. But the effect of gold mirrors is exactly what the finished product would have been.
Would have appeared.
The more you purify the gold, the brighter the reflection of the image.
Okay.
When we see Jesus is the exact image and the brightness of his glory, it's referring actually to the brightness of the gold. So everything that's done in the Old Testament is type and shadow, is expressed in the New Testament. But if you don't know how it was built, what material it was built, you cannot recognize when Paul or Peter mentions certain words that connect to the Old Testament called cross-referencing.
Okay.
For instance, when Peter says, we have been begotten again by the resurrection of Jesus Christ by an incorruptible seed. Where is Peter getting this from? He's getting that from the manna, which is coriander seed.
Mm.
And once it was placed in the gold pot, it became incorruptible. So Peter is using Old Testament illustrations, and the Holy Spirit is bringing him back to the Old Testament, giving him the illustration and saying, this is the revelation contained in the illustration, and he writes his epistle.
So one really clear priority that's coming out of this, 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And it goes through the list of all the things that the Word of God is profitable for. And there does seem to be a need to establish the veracity of the first covenant and to build from that foundation, because many are illiterate when it comes to a knowledge of the first covenant. And how do you understand the edifice if you don't have a foundation?
Mm-hmm.
And I know many people say, well, I only read the New Testament. That's all I read. I actually have heard some say, I only read what's in red. You know, so I only want to read what Jesus said, you know. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so this establishes the fulfillment, right? The fulfillment. So, all right, so you've been doing this how long, and how did you end up doing this? I mean, how did...
I came back from Vietnam, and I was troubled by what I went through and what I saw the country going through. And I asked the Lord to show me what is going on. Why did I go through Vietnam and come back home to a broken country? And said, so Lord, I want to join an army. I want to go to Israel and join a real army. And God said, I have another army for you. And so he was talking about the army of God, not a natural army. And so because I was involved in drugs in Vietnam and continued to do so in when I came home, I came to the end of myself, and I cried out to God. I said, God, I need your help. And I said, I promise I'll never take the drugs again if you will just. And I couldn't finish the sentence. He knew what I was going to say. And he came into me. He came not only into me, but he came all over me. I was actually inside the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I was looking at the world through his eyes. I looked at my hands and I could see his hands. And being a Catholic, I didn't know what being born again was, but I had a born again experience, and it took almost 2 or 3 months before I realized somebody telling me what that experience was. And it happened to be a sister that was a Sunday school teacher in a Baptist church, and she started a church in her garage. And I was invited to go, and I saw people praising God and lifting hands and music.
What is this?
All I know is I love it. And I feel great about it. I'm gonna stay here. Well, she was teaching the tabernacle back in 1971 to me and to the whole church, and I knew that there was some secrets in there, and I just had to study enough about them and asked the Lord to show me. So I've been studying the tabernacle for over 50 years. In 1986, from 1970 to 1986, I had another experience called the new creature in Christ Jesus, where I realized for the 10 or 15 years, I was trying to deal with sin in my life when the scripture says he by himself. He by himself. After he purged us of our sin, he sat down and is waiting for us to believe that.
Receive it.
And so how that brings me to the Ark of the Covenant is the Ark, the word Ark is not a Hebrew word. The Hebrew word is Aron, which means it's a coffin. And so when God is talking to Moses, he's telling Moses, build me a coffin out of acacia wood. And acacia wood is the wood that's used to make coffins for pharaohs and nobles. So today, when you open up a coffin from a pyramid or something, the bones are still preserved, the body's still preserved because they're embalmed, but the coffin is also preserved, meaning the wood is saved. It's preserved. So anything that's inside the coffin is preserved. So when God says, make me a coffin because I want to preserve, I want to keep something safe, is what it's saying. And not only am I going to do that, but I'm going to overlay it inside and out with gold. So Jesus Christ becomes our salvation. He's here to preserve us and to sanctify us so he can present us to the Father. So the central part of the Old Covenant is the Ark of the Covenant. So when Jesus Christ comes, Isaiah says, I'm going to send you my servant, the branch, in whom the covenant is in. So in the Old Testament, the covenant was outside. When Jesus Christ comes, he has the covenant inside of him. He is the covenant. He is the law. He is the spirit of the law. So it's in him as his personality. It's not an object outside of him. It's part of his DNA, his spiritual DNA. He loves God with all his heart. It's not a commandment he has to obey. It's his personality. So the commandment to the Jews was a law that they had to keep. The new covenant is a promise that he's going to keep it in you. So when the word says keep it in the Old Testament is something I have to keep, outside of me. In the new covenant, it's written in your heart, so it becomes part of your personality. Mm-hmm. I have a promise. Every born-again Christian has a promise in their spirit, in their new divine spirit that's born of God. They were born to love God. They don't have to keep a commandment. They are the covenant fulfilled because of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the word says if any is in Christ,
he is a new creation. So here's the revelation. More Christians have to learn what it means to really be born again, not just having a statement, I'm born again, but what is the depth of that?
Yeah.
What are the implications of calling God your Father? It's not a religious cliche. The implication that you're calling God your Father means that everything that is in God has to be in you. So when he birthed us from his own seed, and every seed brings forth after his kind, that means every born-again Christian has the nature of the Father in him.
Inside of him. All right.
And that's just the beginning.
So we went from a Baptist Sunday school teacher in a garage into some pretty deep things there. So hang on, don't change dials here. I know this is a little intense for radio, amen. Right, David?
Amen.
So we can get a little theological, that's good. So God put on your heart to build this, and so you built it. You are available to, of course, you're putting together a series that is going to be available by what? Video, live stream? How are people going to get a hold of what he's doing?
Well, we will have it. It'll be like courses that they can purchase on Taken TV.
Okay.
There'll be different varieties of things that we'll be able to do, but he also does come out to churches and talk. So
excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I have a special trailer that I bring the Ark of the Covenant and set it up with the veil, with the two tablets, the golden pot of manna, the golden censer, the sheaf of the first fruits, the two cherubims. Okay. I can actually take it apart and put it back together verse by verse.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can contact Barry, and they can actually go on YouTube and put in Pastor Tony Tadella and see some videos, introductory videos. All of the videos will have material, college-level material, 22 courses, describing everything from the garments to the feasts to the marriage of the Lamb, the doctrine on the spirit and the soul.
Did I hear something about that you actually have a little bit of education?
I went to Logos University because of Agent Orange. I was awarded my GI Bill back.
Okay.
And so I went to Logos University in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And then received my Christian education in master's as an educator for Christianity. So I got a Christian education master's degree. Okay. And then I met another college in Brandon called Tabernacle Bible College and Seminary. And there I received three of my PhDs. One is in the Ark of the Covenant. The other one is on the garments. And the other one is extremely rare. Colleges don't teach on this, but it's called the changing of the priesthood from Aaron to Melchizedek.
All right. Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent. All right. So, Barry, again, you've been with us several times. You are the founding executive president.
CEO.
Captain of the ship.
Taken TV, and you're doing a great job there. Once again, let people know what Taken TV is. And, of course, we have Tony coming along actually with you, this past week or this week, doing some filming?
Yesterday and today. Yeah.
Okay.
We did some great filming in the studio. Then we'll be editing that and getting it out as soon as we can. It's amazing.
But this is something pastors can do, leaders can do. You can come in, and so they can give you a shout at 727. I'm sorry, 727. What did I say? 7772?
The normal here.
Yeah, 727. 727-422-4374. And the web address is TakenTV.com. TakenTV.com. All right. Amy, you've been very quiet.
Hello.
And so, Amy, you came into Barry's studio connected independent, connected with Tony, or what?
I am connected to Tony. I've known Tony for 14 years.
Okay.
So, okay. Yes.
And what do you do?
I met her husband almost 18 years ago, and we've been fellowshipping in this revelation, and she's been sitting on the sideline, and then all of a sudden she caught on fire.
Okay, so
hold on. I've been raising 5 kids at home, just not sitting on the side.
Raising 5 children.
That's a big job,
right?
Yes.
Homeschooling. Where are those 5 kids today? We like kids here too.
Well, I was lucky enough to have a family member watch them.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so the kids are safe. All right. So, what is on your heart? What brings you along? Why are you connected? Why are you and your husband interested in what Tony's doing?
Well, Tony changed my husband's life.
Okay.
He was a non-practicing Catholic.
Okay.
And early on in our marriage, I had been praying that the Lord would, I wanted to find a church with my husband. I was not raised Catholic. I was raised Baptist.
Okay.
And before we started a family, I just really wanted to, you know, have that foundation with my husband in church. And
sure, you know, that oneness.
Yeah, that oneness. In worship. Yep. And raise a family in that.
Right.
And so he found Tony and started fellowshipping with him on Zoom and developed a deep friendship. And I kind of was not going as fast as him because I got pregnant and started the family life. But Tony's really changed our lives and grown our faith. And I've been home with kids, but as my youngest has gotten older, I had a deep desire. I think all moms can kind of relate to how sometimes you just being at home, you feel like maybe you're not as appreciated or you're not doing the things that you know, other women may feel when they get out of the house. And
kind of feel tied to home, don't you?
Yeah, it's
my wife kind of feels that way. She's probably listening today.
It can feel a bit mundane.
Yeah.
And so I had been praying for a while that the Lord would use me in a mighty way, whether that's just with one or many or however He wants to use me. And Tony called me up one day and said, "Hey, I have this idea. I'd really like to take a lot of my teachings and milk it down to a childlike level."
Okay.
I know when I was growing up in the church, I never heard topics about the tabernacle or the Ark of the Covenant really spoken about until I met Tony. And I was like, where is this in the Bible? I don't remember it. And throughout the years of homeschooling my kids, I've ordered lots of different curriculum for them. And it's one thing to give your child a book, a course, and
right.
Oh, this is math, this is Bible, this is spelling, you know. It feels not personal. I want my kids to have a deep desire, relationship with God. Not that it's a curriculum or a workbook. I want it to
not be, just information.
Yeah, I want it to be tangible, and I want them to feel the Holy Spirit in them,
yeah,
and to have these deeper conversations. And so when Tony said, "Hey, can you help me milk down my information so that it could be for the whole family?" I prayed about it, and I said, yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
Can I share something real quick here? See, after going through so much education, I could see that education had turned into academic.
Mm-hmm.
It was no longer personal and intimate with the things that you're reading. And I wanted the children to be touched by what they're reading.
Yeah.
and become intimate acquainted. And so when Saul died and his son died, Jonathan, it said David taught the children of Judah to use the bow. And we have to teach our children the intimacy that they can have with God even as a child. Mm. And I want to be able to take these teachings and bring it home to the childlike level. And this is established on the Passover when the Passover says, and the children shall ask the father, why is this night so important? And it's the father's responsibility to transmit that intimacy of what they experienced in Egypt and impart the pain and sorrow.
Mm. And take them into that. Yeah. You know, I've thought so many times about Samuel as he came in. He's in the temple, but God, when he begins to talk, Samuel had not yet learned to hear and understand the voice of God. And I believe religion without a personal relationship and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have educated people who know about God, but they haven't met God. And I know even as a pastor being trained, after a few years of ministry, God began to deal with me and said, you know much more about me and you are teaching information about me, but I want you to know me and I want you to walk with me. And instead of spending all of my hours to write messages and develop messages, I was trained to do that, to do research. You know, that's part of the academia. You're trained in that. But God said, I want to do a work in you. And if I can get the messenger equipped with the Spirit of God, then the message will be able to flow. And so instead of information, God said, I want you to become focused and committed to impartating. You must impart what I'm giving. It must be alive. It must be real. And I love what you all are saying. And I believe that this is part of the mission of the church today that is lacking, that people go and they see the show and they see the music, they see the big crowds, they see all of this and think, oh, wow, that's great. That's knowing God. No, knowing God's right here. Mm-hmm. And it's in your room when you're by yourself. It's after you didn't do so great on your test. It's after you weren't picked first for the team. It's, you know, it's when the neighbor next door said, why do you go to church? You guys are crazy. But it's walking with God and knowing that God is relevant in every one of those things in our lives. And so we're going to go to a song. We're going to be back in just a moment. We have a few minutes left. And it's great having Barry with us today in the studio. And Barry Alsobrook is with Taken TV. Would encourage you to check that out. Go online, check that out, look at the apps, and do what we did in our house. Download that so you can jump over to that. And I know, Barry, part of your vision ties in with this as well, that you're taking TV, you want it to be relevant for children as well, to where it's going to impart the life of Christ.
Absolutely.
The living
Absolutely.
Part. Amen. Well, let's go to a song. David, anything before we jump to a song?
Nope. Jump away.
Good.
Oh, Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father. Hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing. So count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, all my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior.
finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away once I gather you. So we pray for the peace, we look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city will look on the one they pierced. We will mourn for the one we have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughters, sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. No. But I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take.
All right, we are back, and you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Wednesday Live. We come to you every Wednesday at this time, and of course, we bring together various guests from across the nation and local guests as well, and want to just thank all of you who have come along with us. Our audience is growing, of course. We have a growing audience, and spread the word down in Miami area. A lot of you are able to pick up our station there in Fort Lauderdale and on up through Pompano and over around Lake Okeechobee. Let the word known. We have a strong signal all the way around the lake, even over into the Bahama Islands. We're reaching many of you that are in the Western Islands. And all the way up the coast, I understand now, across 60. Many can listen to WCNO a good portion across 60 and a long ways toward Orlando on the Turnpike. And so I want to thank all of you who are a part of our family and those of you who are coming alongside of us. This is, we're going to close out in a few minutes with, I want to talk a little more with Barry before we close. We just have a few minutes left. And I want to encourage you to vote. And I want to encourage you, regardless of how difficult it is, if you're not able to drive, if you are homebound, call your church. Get someone to help you to vote. And I want to leave a scripture with you today because this has been on my heart, and this is from Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Today I've given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. This is the scripture that was on my heart this morning as I was thinking about voting. I do believe before us there is a pro-life agenda and a pro-death agenda. And the scripture challenges us to choose between life and death. If there was no other issue on the political horizon other than life and death, as a Christian, understanding the love of God, God so loved the world that he came that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, die, but have everlasting life. God is in the life business. Jesus came to give us life. And so we actually have an election this time that's all about life. And in the state of Florida, we have Amendment 4, and it's all about pro-death. And you must vote no on this if you choose life. I choose to promote life. I believe that's the call of God on my life. And I believe the Word of God puts before us this question. Choose between life and death, between blessings and curses. You can't have death and the blessing of God. You can't vote for death and have the blessing of God. You either have life and blessings, or you have death and you have curses. This is the Word of God. And so I challenge you today to awaken anyone that you know that is a sleeping virgin, because the Word talks about 10 virgins and they were all asleep. Do not be a part of the sleeping church at this time, because the gospel of Jesus Christ and its freedom in our nation is absolutely at stake. I would ask you this question. Check and see which one of the candidates is interested in being prayed for. Which of the candidates, when asked, could we pray for you, welcomes hands being laid on and people praying for them? Which of the candidates is comfortable talking about God, talking about life, talking about freedom of religion? Which of the candidates are supportive of religious freedom? And which of the candidates are right now mocking if you say Jesus is Lord? Which candidate is sneering and throwing Christians out of their gatherings because of their personal life and their lifestyle? I challenge you as the body of Christ to be serious in these days, because the gospel of Jesus Christ and its freedom for all of us to witness is really at stake. Choose life. Barry.
Yes.
All right. I'm getting off my high horse, right? Okay. Because, you know, to me, this is so important. I can't be silent about it, because I believe if the watchman on the wall is silent and the people are doomed, then the watchman carries responsibility. And many pastors are silent on biblical issues, either because you're ignorant or because you refuse to count the cost and be willing to say what needs to be said. And I hear pastors telling me, well, I would lose half my congregation. Well, maybe half your congregation would be saved if we tell the truth. If the house of God is silent, where are people going to go to get the truth? Okay, Barry.
Yes.
Great to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be here.
Taken TV.
Yes.
You give pastors an opportunity to go and preach the Word of God. And one thing I really like about Taken TV is you're not going to shut them down simply because you don't believe they should be preaching the Word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We know there is no way we're going to take somebody off the air because they say Jesus or say something about the Lord. I mean, that's or you know, maybe even say something what some other people might call a conspiracy theory or something like that. You know, we're not gonna censor anybody unless they're going away over to the other side or something like false doctrine or something like that.
But YouTube might just drop everything. You may lose all of your. Everybody's running to these free mediums, but yes. The issue is you may be there, But in the middle of your message, they may put up an underwear advertisement, or they might just decide they don't like what you're saying and pull you off the air. And so I really like taking TV. It gives an opportunity for the word to go out.
And that's happened to, I mean, that's happened to people that we know, personally know. I mean, even myself, watching in the middle of praise and worship at an event, we're a bunch of us in a room watching YouTube, praising and worshiping, and then, right in the middle of it. It wasn't even at the end or anything. They cut it and gave us a women's underwear commercial, you know, and we're like, it's a crowd, and we're like, okay, we're all looking, what happened there, you know? And then, of course, we've heard the stories of different pastors who only relied on YouTube or a similar platform, and for some reason they got upset with them or something they didn't like.